Orchids are among the most beautiful flowers in creation. Not only do they vary in shape and color, they vary greatly in behavior. And that's what today's Creation Moment is all about. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
There are between 10,000 and 15,000 species of orchids. While you are surely not familiar with all of them, it sounds strange to talk about orchid behavior. This huge variety of orchids offers a multitude of different flower shapes, colors, and sizes. Each unique shape, color, and size is perfectly suited to the bees, butterflies, bats, moths, flies, and birds that are involved in the orchid's pollination. Those orchids that use birds as pollinators have no scent. Instead, they offer the brightest of colors, appealing to the bird's strongest sense. Evolutionists call this coevolution. However, giving it a name doesn't explain it. How did these orchids know that the bird's strongest sense is sight? And how were these orchids able to perform genetic recombination on themselves so that they could develop their bright colors? No, giving something a scientific-sounding name doesn't make naturalistic claims any more scientific. Or consider the bee orchid. It offers a flower that looks like a female bee. The purpose here is to attract male bees to a position that will load them with pollen. How can it be scientific to suggest that a plant purposely restructured itself to fool bees into pollinating it? God has purposely made it impossible to explain the creation without him. He did this not simply so that we would see that he's real. His purpose is much greater. God seeks a personal relationship with you and has made that possible through the saving work of his Son Jesus Christ for us. It is to Christ that he would ultimately draw our attention.
Creation Moments offers a wide range of free resources, such as our Bible-based Scrambled Scriptures word search puzzles. You'll find it all at creationmoments.com.